Sunny 93.3 broadcasting from Voices Against Cancer, and we literally saved the best for last. Here we are with Mr. Wally Wingert. How you doing, sir?
I know why you saved me for last, because I'm a W name.
It's alphabetical.
And so it's all alphabetical like in school, because I'm still locked into the school mode here, being in my old high school of Washington High School, which is now this beautiful pavilion. But I can't help but just see Mr. Odney over in the corner with the ruler chasing me down the hallway to get to sociology class, and me having to apologize for being late. And now I'm signing autographs, so, boy, things can really change in 40 years.
They sure can. And that's got to be kind of weird. You're probably the only one here, the celebrities anyway, that went to school here. The rest of these folks, they're not Washington grads.
No, they're not Washington grads. They're all from different parts of the country, but they have heard me talk about how great South Dakota is and Sioux Falls for many, many years. And they're like, oh, that sounds cool. And then when we started putting this together in 2019 with Dr. Lou George at the helm, and I said, I'll supply the voice actors. You get all the organizational stuff done, the administrative stuff. And I'll bring the voice actors in. And I kept telling the other voice actors, you're going to have a great time. The people are great. You're going to have a wonderful time. You got to see Dr. George's house. It's a castle. You're not going to believe it. All the stuff he has. And like, yeah, it sounds really cool. And then I was told last night by one of them, it's like, I said, well, what do you think? They said, wow, you just did not do it justice. You way undersold it. It's better than I could have possibly imagined. That really made me feel good. And they all said that the people here are great, the food here is great, everything here is great. So don't be surprised if you have a few voice actors moving to Sioux Falls here in the future.
They're welcome to come anytime, and you're welcome to come back anytime as well. Thanks for being a part of this very first year event.
Well, unfortunately, you still have a little thing called snow that I'm allergic to. So I found that I really like it dry and hot.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. So thank you. I love the people. I love everybody here. The weather, not so much. So yeah. Well, but thank you. It's been an honor working on this and just putting this whole thing together. Of course, we started talking about doing this back in 2019 for 2020, and we said, okay, we're good to go. We had voice actors signed. We had everybody. Hey, there's my cat, Garfield.
I just want to say this guy's the best human I've ever met. No, I gotta take a nap. I love you, man.
I love you too, Garfield. Say hi to Odie. And don't eat all the lasagna.
The things that happen at Voices Against Cancer.
So that's my cat. That's the greatest living voice actor, Frank Welker. Right.
Some very, very talented people here today. And Wally, thank you for
Please
doing
it. Please tell me you got that on audio.
Oh, of
Please
course I did.
Oh, good, good, good.
So again, thank you so much for all that you've done to help make this event as successful as it has been.
Thank you. I did a very, very small part because you see the enormous amount of administrative ability it takes to put one of these on. This is all the local guys. This is all Dr. Lou George. This is all Rob Kleesacker, all the St. Baldrick's people. It's really, really amazing that they have put this together. And now we're like, hey, let's do this every year. Absolutely. You know what? And I think I'm down. I'm down. Let's go.
Me too.
There's a million other voice actors that'll come, especially now when 15 voice actors go back and say what a great time they had. When the word gets out, you'll have to turn people away from next year. So they're talking about next year. I can just, spoiler alert, they're talking about getting some people next year who are pretty interesting. The name Kevin Conroy, voice of Batman, come up. Robert Englund, Freddy Krueger himself, they've been talking to him. And my good friend Tuesday Night was in one of the Nightmare films, and she would come in a second. And I think it's fantastic. But I think it'd be great having the Riddler and Batman here next year.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
I'll totally come back and meet my arch nemesis for another round of intellectual superiority. So, Bill Farmer, voice of Goofy, would love to get him here. Jim Cummings, voice of Winnie the Pooh, love to get him here. These are all the people that originally signed on to do this in 2020, but of course everything melted down, so all the contracts were null and void. So maybe they'll come back at some point. Brett Iwan, who's the voice of Mickey Mouse, it'd be great to get him here. Who would you like to see here?
Wally Wingert.
Oh, who? Who?
No. Everybody you just mentioned and many, many more. There's so many great people.
Well, Rob Paulson would have a fantastic time here. And Rob did battle cancer and battled oral cancer, which for a voice actor is not good. But he won. He beat it.
Yeah.
And he's still got his voices, and he's still Rob, and it's still fantastic. It'd be great to have Rob Paulson here. So next year, let's do it even bigger.
I agree. Wally, thank you so much.
Thanks, Big John Small.
Wally Wingert, and he is one of the many amazing people who've been here. As you hear all these announcements, they're kind of wrapping things up, but it goes till 6. You got a little bit of time. Come and join us at the Washington Pavilion, and there's still ways to donate as well. You can find all of that information at voicesagainstcancer.org.